आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम संजय मट्टू। द हेडलाइंस। Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's reform express continues to gain momentum as country's real GDP estimated to grow at 7.4% in current fiscal. Centre issues notification for first phase of Census of India 2027. House listing operations to be conducted from April 1 to September 30 this year. Pattali Makkal Katchi joins NDA ahead of Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and France must work together to stabilize global politics. Documents reveal Pakistan begged US for help as India showed its might with Operation Sindoor. And ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures announced. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's reform express continues to gain momentum as the country's GDP is estimated to grow at 7.4% during the current fiscal compared to 6.5% during the last financial year. Reacting to the figures, the Prime Minister said that the growth outlook is being driven by the NDA government's sustained investment push and demand-led policy measures. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said efforts across infrastructure development, manufacturing incentives, digital public goods and ease of doing business are aimed at realizing the vision of a prosperous India. National Statistics Office data showed that strong performance in the services sector remains a key growth driver. Financial services, real estate, professional services and public administration are projected to grow by 9.9% at constant prices in the current fiscal. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani, economic expert Deepshikha Sikarwar highlighted that the strong GDP performance reflects sustained domestic demand, improved capital expenditure and resilience in key sectors of the economy.
Significant here in GDP numbers is that India's growth story remains very resilient. The number of measures that were taken to support consumption, the income tax cut in the last budget, then GST reform, driven the entire consumption story. And that is making India stand out globally amid so much of global turmoil.
The Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. The platform exemplifies cooperative federalism, bringing together the centre, states and union ministries on a single digital interface. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today, in the special series, we take a look at the Solapur Super Thermal Power Station in Maharashtra.
The Solapur Super Thermal Power Station in Maharashtra has emerged as a key project in strengthening regional energy security and meeting the state's growing power demand. The project has been developed at a cost of around 11,406 crore rupees with a total installed capacity of 1,320 megawatts. It was taken up in March 2012. During the Pragati review held on 30th December 2015, construction work was at a foundational stage. The review enabled focused leadership and time-bound coordination, helping resolve critical issues and placing the project on a clear execution path. Prime Minister Narendra Modi directed the Chief Secretary of Maharashtra to resolve the rehabilitation issue by February 2016 and Power Secretary to complete both units of the project by January 2017. One of the major enablers addressed through Pragati was the 115-kilometer makeup water pipeline from the Ujjaini Dam, which proved crucial for timely progress. The Solapur Super Thermal Power Station has emerged as a strong example of the Pragati mechanism in accelerating complex infrastructure projects by resolving land, water, rehabilitation, and transmission issues at an early stage. It was fully commissioned in March 2019. The Solapur Super Thermal Power Plant has ensured reliable power supply and supports industrial and economic growth across the region. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The centre has issued the notification for the first phase of Census of India 2027. House listing operations will be conducted between the 1st of April and 30th of September this year across all states and union territories during a 30-day period specified by each state or union territory. The notification issued by the Home Ministry stated that provision for self-enumeration will be available for a period of 15 days prior to the commencement of house-to-house house listing as per the schedule notified by each state or union territory. Our correspondent has the details.
This will be the first census to be conducted through digital means in the country. Data will be collected using mobile applications available on both Android and iOS platforms. About 30 lakh field functionaries, including enumerators, supervisors, master trainers, charge officers, and principal or district census officers, will be deployed for data collection, monitoring, and supervision. The census will be conducted in two phases. The first phase, house listing and housing census, will be held between April and September 2026. The second phase, population enumeration, will be conducted in February 2027. For the Union Territory of Ladakh and snowbound non-synchronous areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, population enumeration will be conducted in September this year. Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Tamil Nadu, the Patali Makkal Kachi has joined the National Democratic Alliance ahead of Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi Palaniswamy announced the inclusion of the PMK in the NDA at a press briefing in Chennai alongside PMK Chief Anbumani Ramadas. Mr. Palaniswamy said that they are already in an alliance with the Bharatiya Janata Party and expressed the possibility of including more parties in their bloc. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Ramadas alleged that people in Tamil Nadu are very angry with the ruling party DMK.
We will contest this election under the leadership of the ADMK in Tamil Nadu. People of Tamil Nadu are very angry with the ruling party, the DMK. Women, safety, alcohol, substance abuse, farmers are very, very angry. Social injustice, all these things are there. And our alliance will come to power with a thumping majority.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has said that India and France must work together to stabilize global politics as the world is witnessing a fractious geopolitical environment. He made the remarks during a meeting with his French counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot in Paris yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar stated that continuous conversation is an important part of nurturing the relationship.
France is amongst our oldest strategic partner, the first in Europe. Our particular meeting takes place in the larger context of considerable global uncertainty. We must and we are making full use of the various mechanisms we have in different domains, a productive exchange of views on global and regional issues.
The External Affairs Minister also noted that India is chairing the BRICS and France is helming the G7 this year, and even referred to both sides being part of the G20 grouping. The two ministers also focused on preparing the ground for French President Emmanuel Macron's visit to India next month to participate in the AI summit. Documents released under America's Foreign Agents Registration Act show that India's Operation Sindoor after the Pahalgam attack in April last year had shaken Pakistan. It said Pakistan pleaded with the United States for help, even offering more investments, special access, and critical minerals in exchange. Pakistani diplomats and defense officials reached out more than 50 times over emails, phone calls, and in-person meetings to several U.S. officials and intermediaries, and even the U.S. media amid the operation. Operation Sindoor was India's response to a barbaric Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack on tourists at Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir. On the night of May 6 and 7, India destroyed and severely damaged multiple terror infrastructure sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. India and Israel have reiterated a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Both the countries have reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership. US President Donald Trump announced the withdrawal of the United States from dozens of international organizations, including the UN's Population Agency. Trump yesterday signed an executive order stopping US support for 66 organizations, agencies, and commissions after ordering a review of American participation and funding. The State Department said in a statement that the administration believes these institutions are poorly managed, unnecessary, wasteful, or influenced by interests that do not align with US priorities and may threaten the country's sovereignty and prosperity. Back home, the Telangana government will host a mega drone and hot air balloon show along with its annual International Kite and Sweets Festival during the Sankranti festival season. The events will be held at multiple locations in Hyderabad this year. State Tourism Minister J. Krishna Rao told the media that the drone show to be held at the Gachibowli Stadium on the 16th and 17th of this month, will showcase a blend of sports, technology and culture, highlighting India's journey from traditional heritage to modern innovation. The ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures have been announced. 10 teams will compete for the last four spots in the tournament during the Global Qualifier Tournament scheduled in Nepal, from the 14th of January to the 1st of February. The matches will be held in Kathmandu across two venues. Starting 14th of this month, a total of 10 warm-up matches have been scheduled. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange colour warning for dense to very dense fog in Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Delhi today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sanjay. The advanced GDP estimates released by the National Statistical Organization grab front page attention in most papers. The Tribune notes GDP to grow at 7.4% in financial year 2026, fastest in the world. An anti-encroachment drive by municipal authorities in New Delhi is prominently noticed on the front pages of most national dailies. The Indian Express reports midnight demolition near Turkman Gate triggers violence, five arrested. The Pioneer reports on its front page that the Supreme Court has orally observed that there was no bar on the Lok Sabha Speaker setting up an inquiry committee to probe charges against Allahabad High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. Another Supreme Court observation widely covered in the press relates to its earlier order on stray dogs. The Hindustan Times quotes the Supreme Court as saying, "Not asked for dogs killing. Roads need to be dog-free." The Hindu has published an opinion piece written by Mansukh Mandaviya, Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports and Labour and Employment. Writing about the role of youth in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat, Mr. Mandaviya highlights the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue to be held from 9th to 12th of January as a platform with global resonance. And finally, in a special story captioned, "The Last Ring When India's Village Phone Fell Silent," the Financial Express cites data from the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India that village public telephone connections fell to nil in 2025. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Tanvi. That was a look at today's newspapers. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's reform express continues to gain momentum as country's real GDP estimated to grow at 7.4% in current fiscal. Centre issues notification for the first phase of Census of India 2027, house listing operations to be conducted from April 1 to September 30 this year. Patali Makkal Kachchi joins NDA ahead of Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India and France must work together to stabilise global politics. Documents reveal Pakistan begged US for help as India showed its might with Operation Sindoor. And ICC Women's T20 World Cup 2026 qualifier fixtures announced. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.